Welcome Mr. Mamudu, who is the head of the Regional Bureau for Water for the Amhara region in Ethiopia. He holds a master's degree in irrigation from Rajasthan University in India. He held a number of senior positions in the water sector in Ethiopia and has worked in different organizations such as Valley Development. He is also a member of a steering committee that manages the Canadian project entitled Sustainable Water Harvesting and Institutional Strengthening in the Amhara. Okay, do you have a...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I would like to thank those who give this chance. First of all, I would like to thank those who give this chance to be here, McGill University and CIDA, to present this presentation for you. And my presentation relates to the water irrigation for food security in Amhara region. Ethiopia faces challenges related to water resource management, especially from extremely variability of hydrology and seasonality, as well as its international nature of most of significant water resources. The effect reflected in devastating drought and floods, as it is mentioned before also, and also on land degradation and sedimentation. Even in a good rainy season, is observed on the economy of the country. The country's economy is highly reliant on rainfed subsistence agriculture, making it vulnerable to hydrology variability. There are attempts to build few hydraulic infrastructure towards water resource management, especially related to irrigation development. The trend indicates that if the efforts are maximized to the development of hydraulic infrastructure in water resource management, it could bring changes in the growth of the economy. The Amhara region's catchment area is almost 160,000 square kilometers, and the average annual rainfall amount ranges from 600 to 1,600 millimeters. The region has four major basins with small tributaries, the Abai Basin, the Takaze Basin, Awash River systems, and the Nafid Depression. Estimated annual renewable surface water potential around 35 billion cubic meters out of 1.5 billion cubic meters of the countries. Lake Tana, which is the largest water body in the region, it is also located in this region. It acts as a natural storage. Potential land for surface irrigation system is greater than 700,000 hectares, of which less than 10% has been developed yet. If the irrigation system was improved into systems either pressurized or gravity supply or both, the potential could be more compared to the total arable land. Opportunity for investment. There is high water potential earmarked in various regions for the irrigation development. At the moment, high-level commitments from the government, from donors, NGOs, etc., and also there is a new coalition on food security in Ethiopia started, like NEPAD. Wide range of technologies now exist worldwide and can be adapted and upscaled through applied research, little known Ethiopia, such as small irrigation, micro irrigation, such as low cost treadle pumps, drip, and etc., rainwater harvesting, Institute. More effective ways of implementing projects based on experience in Asia or elsewhere, little known Ethiopia, must move from business as usual to new ways of doing business to avoid wasting of another decade. The challenges what we have, my predecessors, especially in India and Central Asia, as I are mentioning this is the greatest challenge. Of course, these are not the main challenge. We are also having the problem of skill manpower and as well as capital. But in addition to that, these are also the main, which are related to rainfall variability. Of course, this is related to climate change. If you see the rainfall variability of the country, You see, this has an effect on the GDP of the country because it is related to the agricultural GDP is the one, since Ethiopia is an agrarian country, the rainfall variability affects the agricultural GDP. Of course, this in turn affects the national GDP growth. The other one is the rainfall variability is also caused flood and drought. You see, most of the rivers in my country, most of the rivers have the rainfall. Almost the flood is between June and October. The maximum Abay basin, the Abay, which is the Blue Nile, which is located in my region, it is the maximum peak flow is between June and July and October. The maximum peak is August. Because of this, it is very difficult to manage this. It is affecting, the flood is affecting not only the downstream countries, even the country in itself, inside. Because of this rainfall variability, we don't have any storage. As it is mentioned in India, had it been we were having more storage, we can manage the water. But in our case, because of due to the financial and the skill shortage, we are not having this the storage capacity. The other problem, which is related to the drought, the rainfall variability, is erosion and sedimentation. The other one is most of the rivers of my country are their transboundaries. In nature, this needs collaboration with the other countries. Unless we collaborate each other, it is very difficult to manage. The other one is the development strategy. The Ethiopian development strategy is agricultural-led development, agricultural development-led industrialization. This is a national policy for Ethiopia, which is concentrated with what we have, land, labor, and water. Especially the water resource, still we don't have that. These three pillars are just we are using to do this, but in capital wise, since we don't have the capital, our economic policy is focusing on these three. And also, the three successive targets for development is the first one is the household food security that we should have to follow. Then absence of poverty in communities. The last one is this will have an impact on the national economic growth. This is the step approach. The approach what we are doing the development strategy in irrigation followed in the past 15 years are the following. One is small-scale irrigation development, which are mostly donor-funded, and also the household water harvesting structures. This was constructed by government and also supported by the SWISHA, which is Sustainable Water Harvesting and Institutional Strengthening in Amhara region, which is supported by SIDA. This may be my colleague tomorrow, he will present the lesson learned from this experience. The other one is small to large scale irrigation development, which is past depth. This one is poverty alleviation and sustainable development in the country. This was started in 2005 and big, at least compared to the country what we have. Big dams are starting to construct like Ogarb and Bagaj. The other one is impact of irrigation on growth and poverty reduction. Agricultural growth in the southern Sahara, Africa, including Ethiopia, has failed to have an impact on poverty reduction because it is based on extensification. If you see from the chart that most of the sub-Saharan countries, they do have the potential, the irrigation potential is high, but they are not utilizing except some of Egypt and maybe Sudan. The rest of the countries are not that exploiting their potential. Therefore, poverty reduction requires per capita agricultural growth. Agricultural intensification requires reliable access to water. Capturing potential of irrigation requires agricultural service provision, input supply, strong water resource association, market access, road, rural finance, appropriate policy framework. All this should have to be integrated and utilized. Lastly, the technologies used for the irrigation development are the traditional irrigation system, that one is soil and sand filled sacks, stone earth materials using. In modern irrigation, some are diversion wheels, small dams, very few pressurized irrigation. For water lifting technology, we are using the treadle pumps at household level, rope and washer pumps, and also diesel pumps, of course. For low cost water harvesting technology package. We are using pond lined with concrete, pond lined with geomembranes, pond lined with earth materials we are using. These are the efforts what you are, what was done before. Thank you.